ministry at the Rock SPT. One of my other responsibilities is the back end discipleship course we've created here called Breaking Free. We have, I'm going to do a shameless plug, Breaking Free for Youth is starting up. So be a part of that, because Lisa is in charge, and you could point to Lisa, how do I sign up? You're going to break free from a lot of stuff. We spend the time, effort, and energy to work for you and help you with all your issues. And some of you got a lot of junk that you need to clean up. So jump into Breaking Free. Tonight, I have a very special word for you. I have a word that the Lord gave me, and the title of is what? What do we title this? There it is. Come on. There it is. Smashing idols. So what we're going to do is we're going to smash some idols. So, okay. Who wants to be the first one? I'm just kidding. We will be smashing idols by the time we finish. Smashing idols. What are idols? How do they work? And how do we smash them? And are we going to just keep them? What we do in part of restoration is expose the lies of the devil. Here's the lie. That you can worship other things other than God, and God's going to be happy with that. Here's the lie. That other things that come in the way of God, he's pretty cool with that because he just loves you no matter what. He loves you no matter what. But there are mandates in the scripture that the Bible teaches us of what idolatry is. The problem is we don't even know what the word is. But it's in you and it's all around you. Now, I'm going to expose some of those idols tonight, and I'm going to show you what they are. I'm not here to blame anybody. I'm not here to beat up on anybody. I'm here to expose the devil and idolatry, and sometimes the idolatry we have in us, and we don't even know that we're doing it. And this idolatry is wicked stuff, because idolatry is an imagery or a representation of a false mini god. Little gods, like little totem poles or little magic figurines. That's not what I'm going to really talk about. That's what's in our head. That's not idolatry. The idolatry I'm going to talk about is the worship of people and the worship of self. The worship of people and the worship of self. You've heard it said against you, boy, you're a very selfish teenager. All you think about is you. Amen? I heard that when I was growing up, long time ago. We're going to smash some idols. But we're going to expose what idolatry is. Idolatry starts in the heart. Idolatry starts in the mind. And there are figures and images that are attacking and confronting you. And some of you are slipping right into this self-worship and self-idolatry, and you don't even know it. And that's where the light is going to come on. The scripture is going to teach us how this happens. We see in Exodus, there was a statement. There was a statement in Exodus 20. God gave a commandment to Moses, and here was his commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. What does that mean? In Moses' day, idolatry was all over, and it was rampant. They worshiped the sun. They worshiped figurines. They worshiped all kinds of things that weren't God. God put in motion a statement that now we have to confront in modern day. The problem, there's a mistranslation, young people. We keep this in the Old Testament and we say, Pastor, I'm not worshiping any idols. I don't have little figurines. I'm not worshiping the sun god. I'm not worshiping, you know, token things. I'm not worshiping Pokemon. Whoops. We transfer and we confuse what idolatry really is. If you're attracted over and above your expectation of people, heroes, superstars, mega stars. I mean, show that video right now. I feel like inspired to show this video. Here's the video. Wow! This is in Milan. This is in Oslo, Germany. And who do you think all these people are after? Justin Bieber. Wow, he's in the house. Man! You know what's funny about that? If he walked through these doors and came here, some of the girls would go, ah! Because he's a superstar. He's a megastar. He sings nice. He's cute. I like him. I want a selfie. You understand? In modern day translation, I'm going to help you. This is idolatry. Now, I'm not going to beat up Justin Bieber, but who possesses someone to run around the street to go, ah! What inside of you does it? That's our culture. That's our culture. Moses said, you shall have no other gods before me. That's what the Lord said. Matter of fact, the Bible says it this way in 1 Corinthians. Don't let the God of this world confuse your mind of who you're going to worship. Don't be swindled in worshiping a little made-up Bieber God. Don't get caught up in that madness. But Pastor, I like what they have. I get it. I like the fan base. I like the music. I'm not against any of that. I'm against running around like a crazy nut down the streets and going, ah! Why? This is what we're going to expose tonight. The Bible says the root of idolatry is satanic. It's not the witchcraft, a guy that's dressed in a red suit with a horn saying, worship me. In our culture, in your culture, it's subtle. It's subtle, but it bombards you. It possesses you. And social media is all over that. The phrase, the God of this world, indicates that satanic major influence is on the culture. What that means is basically that the God of this world, Satan, little God, has possessed people's minds to follow him and distract him from seeking the true and living God. That's why when you invite your friends to church, they go, eh, hey man, I want to go to a Selena Gomez concert. Where? I'll stand in line. Right? Not against Selena Gomez. I'm just saying you'll pick and choose. I'm not against concerts. Hear my heart. I'm against those things that supersede who God really is. God is not man. God is not a man. God is a spirit, and God is over everything. Idolatry and its influences in the major people's life, and this is where non-believers and believers are now bamboozled. The devil, the god of this world, has the non-believers confused that they actually are or significantly become their own independent god. And it's a root of rebellion, and it's a root that acts like this. I could basically do whatever I want, whenever I want, and here it is. No one can tell me what to do. Not you, parent, not you, teacher, not you, pastor, not you, priest, not you, any authority. I'm my own God. Wow. Really, pastor? You're taking it to extreme from running down the street crazy to now worshiping self, that's what happens. We have these little gods in our pocket, and they're called us. And what the Lord wants to do before this time is out is smash them. So we could blame the media moguls, and we could blame the world all day long. We have to now justify what's in our own heart and what's in our own mind. Here's what the enemy wants. He wants your mind. He wants your decision power, and he wants you. All the statistics are against you, if you want to really be honest. Statistically, all of you guys are going to, most of you, going to leave the church by the time you turn 18. Pastor, why are you telling me that? Do you want me out of church? No. I'm telling you, there's a devil after you, and he's going to get everything in the way to sideswipe you and lie to you and become a little puny mini god or worship other things other than God and distract you right out of this place. And there ain't no concert, there's no free tickets, and there's nothing we could invent to create to keep you here other than your own head and who you really worship. So that's the question tonight. Who are you worshiping? Are you worshiping the true and living God, or are you worshiping a made-up puny god of men? It's pretty interesting. I was reading, and this fascinated me. The media idols of today. Why do we worship them? Because they got money. Kim Kardashian, for every Instagram post that she posts of what you sell and what you have. She gets $400,000 a picture. $400,000. So if you're selling water and Kim Kardashian is going like this and she snapped the selfie, she's making $400,000 with that picture. Wow. Per picture? Yes. Selena Gomez, if you want to kind of hire her and she posts all her media, she'll get $500,000 to put you on Twitter, Instagram, and wherever she's at. $500,000 just to say this. It's interesting to me how everyone likes Grumpy Cat, right? You know Grumpy Cat? You know Grumpy Cat, the little kitty that has a frown? That little kitty has been everywhere. Do you know how much Grumpy Cat made in 1 year last year? $100 million. Grumpy Cat, and he doesn't even know he made $100 million. That's what's funny about that. Grumpy Cat is raking in the dough because of the media culture and the worship of everything but God. Everything. Products that are sold to you, music that you listen to, things that you buy into, things that you follow, things that you want, things that you go after. I mean, I just took my daughter to school and she enlightened me of what was the popular backpack of the class, of the school. Everybody has that backpack and they have it in two colors. Everybody. And I drove in to the high school and I dropped her off and I seen that backpack everywhere. What drives the culture? What's the push? What are you after? I'm not against fashion. I'm not against backpacks. I'm against a god of this world that is trying to confuse you that going after stuff, you will matter. Going after things is what you have to be. Those things, money, fame, and power, are the attraction of what the world tells you this is what you need. You got a poor self-image, you got to dress yourself up. If you have enough money, you could do plastic surgery even if you're young. Go after the followers. Go after people. I'm not against social media. I use it all the time. But who cares who likes me? Some people are crying because they unlike them or unfriend them. Really? Yeah, that boy unfriended me and I got hurt. Really? Does it really matter that much that he unfriends you? It's a push of a button. You're out. That's it. And some of you guys are like, oh my God, crushed. Pastor Richard, I'm having a hard time. There's a boy I liked. He followed me. And all of a sudden, I found out I'm unfollowed. Really? It's come to that? In some cases, they don't even know your name. Serious. This is where we're at. Jesus was tempted in Matthew chapter 4. The Bible says he was spirit would let him up. The devil took him to a high place after fasting 40 days. But he came down and the enemy, the devil, was there to meet him. It is said in verse 4, he tempted him and he led him. And he said this, if you're the Son of Man, jump down from where you're at. Anyway, God will catch you. And Jesus listened. And he said this, if you are hungry, why don't you turn those stones into bread? Then he said this, the devil took him to a higher place, and he looked, and he said this, everything here, I own. Just tell me, and it's all yours. And here's what Jesus told him. Man shall not live by bread alone. It doesn't matter what I'm hungry, thirsty, or needy. I'm after one thing. I'm after God, and you're not it. And the Bible says the enemy flew out and the angels ministered to him. Where that temptation is where you're at right now. You're being faced with life-changing decisions. And I deal with it on the back end. To those who had an abortion, to those who had breakups, to those that were lied or addicted, there's a choice you guys got. And the choice is to buy into what the God of this world is selling you or serve the living true God. And God is after your heart. And God is after your mind. God's after your soul. And God's after your spirit. Pastor, this is a heavy message. You're right, it is heavy. But God wants to change you. Jesus said, be gone. Worshipping idols, what's wrong with it? Here's what's wrong with it. It disconnects us from the true living God. If I'm addicted to other things other than God, then I'm going to be following those other things and not God. I'm going to make up stuff. I'm going to lie. I'm going to go through life pretending. For instance, I'm not going to say, hey, who can raise their hand, but how many actually want to be here or how many of their parents took them here? Don't raise your hand. I'm here because my parents want me to come here. Well, eventually, young people, you're going to have to want to be here. Because your parents, you're going to outgrow that. And your decisions are going to be your decisions. But I'm still a kid. You're right. You're still underage and you live under the domain of your parents. But God wants you to fire off on a decision that is independent outside of your parents. Your parents cannot make you believe. They can't push you to believe. They can't push their gospel on you. You have to receive it for yourself. And you have to now own up to say, I'm going down a wrong path that's going to lead me to destruction, or I'm going to go the way of God that's going to save my life. And I'm going to worship the true and living God, or I'm going to stay in lies. That's your choice. That's your call. The media has convinced you that you're ugly, fat, that you need more money, that you need more followers, that you need more drama, that you need something other than what you got now. And that's a lie. You go to the mall, I need Sephora. I need that lipstick that costs $29 so I could put it on. Because if I put it on, all the boys will like me. Really? The Sephora God is going, yes, come and get it. The Sephora God is saying, yes, pay the expensive makeup. Don't go to Walmart. Don't go to Kmart. Come to Sephora. I don't wear makeup. I just hear my daughters. There's a few scriptures I'm going to fire out at you. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. Elijah came to near the people and he said, how long will you go on limping between two opinions? If it's the Lord God, you'll follow him. If it's Baal, follow him. And the people didn't know how to answer. People did not answer. Here's what Elijah said. You got to make up your mind. Serve God or serve the lie. Serve God or serve the devil. Serve God or worship other things other than God. Your choice, your call. That's what he said. Pastor, why are you confronting me with this stuff? Because I'm tired of hearing the stories that you guys bought the lie and hears you say, I made a mistake, I jacked up. Yeah, God's in the saving business. God's all about grace. He wants to restore you, and he has. But don't get to that place. You don't have to get to that place. You don't have to buy the lie. You can answer even though they didn't. Here's what Elijah said, 44, 9 and 10. All who fashion our idols are nothing. Things they delight do not profit. They neither witness nor know. They may be put to shame. Who can fashion God and cast them into an idol? It's not for nothing. In other words, you can invent the media God. You can invent your own little God. You can have a little mini God. According to Isaiah, that's not God. Not God. Sorry. That's not God. But I thought God was judgmental and non-loving because all I hear in the Old Testament is he hates people. That's not true. That's the lie. My parents are telling me no just because they don't like me. Or here's my favorite one. Clean your room. Why do you hate me? Really? Clean your room. Why do you hate me? Really? The God of this world has convinced you that cleaning your room translates to hate. Or here's the Christians. You Christians are against everybody. Can't we just all get along? Aren't we just united? Aren't we just one people? Can't we just love? Here's what I'm against. False gods that don't matter. They're after you. They're after me. They're after your families. Jesus said this, the hour is coming. John 4:23. The hour is coming when worshipers will worship in spirit and truth. The Father is seeking those that want truth. That's what he's after. He's after your heart. He's not trying to bamboozle you. My friends seem like, Pastor, they're having all this friend. They're having all this fun. They're not having fun. They're in miserable situations. They don't know how to get out of their pain. They're addicts. They're doing all kinds of crazy things without their parents knowing. That's not fun. What God wants to do is turn that around and say, I want to introduce you to life, and then you're going to really start having fun, especially at your age. Do you know the decisions you're making right now are going to affect you for the future? Right now. Pastor, I'm only 13. Youth starts at what age? 11. I'm only 11. The decisions you make as an 11-year-old will affect your whole lifetime. Decisions you make as a 13-year-old, a 14-year-old, will affect you for a lifetime. I've literally counseled with people that made bad decisions in a relationship, and they're stuck in a bad relationship for years. They get married wrong. They have sex. All this drama. And all of a sudden, their life's chaotic. Right now, it matters to make the right decision. And the only way you're going to do that is smash some idols. Jesus wants your heart. He wants you to be a person of spirit and truth. He wants you not to adopt, here it is, the cool Jesus. This is the cool Jesus. He don't want you to worship that. Here's the other cool Jesus. He don't want you to worship that. Here's the other cool Jesus. Hey, man, go for it. Ruin your life. It's cool. Cool Jesus. And he don't want you to worship this. The hipster Jesus. Jesus is hipster. I could just see he's got skinny jeans that are ripped. That's not the Jesus that he wants you to worship. These are made up Jesuses. The Jesus of the Bible says this, come all who are heavy laden and I'll give you rest. And if you want to, worship me in spirit and truth. Why do we worship? Why do we go after idols? Because it does something to us. Worshiping people and worshiping self is what God wants to smash. People and self. Now, I have a mallet here. And what I want to do, Mark, could you come and help me? Here's what I want to do. Okay, because I'm wrapping this thing up. I want to smash some idols. I'm going to do this. Because when I prayed, the Lord said, bring something up and physically show them what you're going to do spiritually. Some of the stuff, put it right up here. Some of this idol smashing has to be volitional. Pastor, I'm following things that aren't of God. Pastor, I'm attracted to things that are ungodly and even unholy. I'm posting things, I'm hearing things, I'm after things that aren't of God. No one knows it. I have secret Facebook accounts. I got secret Instagram accounts. I got a secret life. That's an idol. Pastor, I got friends that are helping me to do wrong. When my mom says this, my dad says this, I follow their voice. That's an idol. Pastor, I'm attracted and possessed by social media, and I'm crushed when people talk about me. That's an idol. Pastor, I'm chasing the dollar. I'm chasing what's relevant. I'm chasing what's popular. I want to be liked. I just want somebody to like me. For years, I lived in a root of rejection. And the Lord taught me that I was chasing after stuff. I was chasing after things because I felt I didn't matter. And what I want you to do tonight, symbolically, and I'm going to ask some of you to come up, smash some idols. Okay? You guys got some background music? Or worship team? Come up. I'm used to breaking free. All I got is background music, so. Okay, so come up real quick. We're going to do it, make a statement. I want everybody to stand. Everybody stand. Here's what we're going to do. If the Lord wants us to worship in spirit and truth, then we're going to have to do some things that are going to change us from the inside out. How many are ready to smash some idols? I mean, how many are ready to smash some idols? So here's the idol smashing we're going to do. In the name of the Lord, we're going to smash some idols. Here's who's going to do it. Not us pastors, not the youth leaders, not the youth workers, not the worship team. You're going to do it. Who wants to be the first one to smash their idol? Come up here, bro. Come up here. Give them a hand. Come on. Now, question for you. What idol do you want to smash?
Worshiping the wrong things. To worship the wrong thing.
Worship what? Like what? If you could be honest. What are you worshiping that's not of God? Money? Okay. Smash it. In the name of the Lord, he smashes money. Smash it again. Smash it again. Smash it again. Smash it again. Like you mean it, man. Come on. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Now stop. Here's what I'm doing. I'm forcing him to think that money is not my God. It's not my God. I'm not going to be controlled by it. I'm not going to be ruled by it. My life doesn't matter whether I have money or not. I'm going to smash my idol. One more time. Name of Jesus. Okay, thanks. Who's next? Come over here, man. Now, I don't got time to do this for everybody, but a few bold ones are going to come up here. What are you smashing?
People thinking they have to like me for what I am. And I really don't care what people say about me anymore. And
care what God says.
Yeah, I do care what God says.
What does God say?
That you're a unique person.
That's right. What else does he say?
And that you don't have to, you just have to listen to what God wants you to do in life.
That's right. What else does he say?
And that you're you're that we matter, you know?
So smash it! Smash it! Smash it! Smash it! I don't care what people think. It doesn't matter what people think. It doesn't matter what people say. In the name of Jesus, I smash it. Cool. Who else? Come up here. Pastor Joe. He doesn't want us to ruin his platform. Sorry, Pastor Joseph. Get a little excited. What are you smashing?
How is that become your God? Because I think people should care about me and stuff, but that's not true. God.
What does he say about
me? That he loves me.
That's right. So smash it. 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 God cares. God loves you. Right. Who's next? Come on. 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 Who's next? next? Come on, be bold and be fearless. Look, I know. So listen, it's just not about guys. Guys are here. Some of you women are holding little mini gods and they're in your pocket. What are you smashing?
Temptations. Yeah, like, yeah, kind of. No, not for her. Yeah.
So.
God.
And what does he say to you?
That he loves me.
And you're clean.
Yeah.
And you're pure. And he's designed you. And he's loved
you. Smash it. Come against 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 it. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Right on, man. Who's the next fearless, boldest lady in the house? Who's next? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come over here. Come over here. Come over here. Come over here. What do you expect?
Social media. Because I don't need people to follow me to know that I matter. Yes. Yes. No.
Smash it! 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 Yeah! Amen! One more! One more! One more! One more! Come up here, bro. Come up here. What are you smashing?
From what boys say about me and how I care about what they think. From what boys say about me and caring about what they think of me. God. God. Yes. Yes. No.
Smash it! Smash it! Smash it! Smash it! Smash it! Smash it! Yeah! Yeah! Now. Here's the deal. Some of you are sitting right there with your little idols in your pocket. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a prayer. We're going to smash that. We're going to say in the name of Jesus, you know what? I'm not going to worship no little puny foreign God that doesn't matter. Here's what we're going to say. God matters to me, and what matters is my heart, and God's after this. He's not after my pocketbook. He's not after my sexual identity. He's not after to hurt me. He's after to love me and bless me. And that's where you're at, my friends. Those that came are a symbol of those that are in this house. God wants something from you. Like he told Moses, there is no other God but me. That's a declaration at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. There's only one God to worship, and that's the God Jesus Christ. Nothing else matters. So raise your hands. And as I pray, believe and receive and pray for yourself. Say, Jesus, today I smash my idols that are insignificant, that don't matter, that don't have no power, that don't have no authority. Here's what matters. You matter. I matter. And you called me to worship you alone. So I repent from everything that I was worshiping, including worshiping myself, wanting people to like me, wanting people to need me. Father, you want me. You need me. And that's all that matters. Tonight, I smash my idol of rejection. I smash my idol of insignificance. I smash my idol of doubt. I smash my idol of pain. I smash my idol of rejection. I smash my idol of popularity. I smash my idol of things that don't matter. You matter. Jesus, you matter. Give it, Lord, a hand clap and a shout tonight. Pastor.
that's it. No, that's not it.
That's the first step of many steps. You're going to be tempted tomorrow at school. You're going to be tempted tomorrow at your house. You're going to be tempted even tonight to jump on stuff that don't matter. You need to control what you're after by seeking Him. Here's what I'm going to challenge you tonight before you go to bed. Turn everything off. Turn music off. Turn your phone off. Turn everything off. Sit down with Jesus and say, God, I worship you and you alone. It really doesn't matter. I got some issues. You know my pain. You know my problems. I want to connect with you tonight. Here's what, that's your homework assignment. Right now, we made a declaration, and the devil hates it. He's going to bring that back, that idol, tomorrow to you. It could be in the form of a man. It could be in the form of the woman. It could be in the form of temptation. It could be right in front of you. Some of you are going to be radically tempted more than you are tonight. And you have to say, you know what? Like Jesus said, I worship God and God alone. I'm not into stuff. I don't need your number, guy. Get out of here. You're after the wrong things. Girl, bounce. I don't need you. I don't need you. I don't need you. I need Jesus. And if you're after Jesus, okay, maybe I will entertain the fact that we can kind of say hi. Other than that, out of my life. Because you're going to ruin it. Will you do that for me? Before we end tonight, we end every service with a call of salvation. Why, Pastor? Because I don't know who's here. I don't know who brought you. I don't know who you are, and I don't know your name. Here's what I do know. There's a God that wants you to repent. There's a God that wants to connect with you. And if you're here tonight and you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior, you need to know Him. It's not what your mom said. It's not what your dad said. It's not what your teacher said. It's none of the labels. It's you and God. If you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus, I'm going to count to three. And when I count to three, I'm going to bang this pulpit and I'm going to go bang. And when I say three, bang. If you really don't know the Lord, you need to know Him. You need to raise your hand. One, if you're running from God instead of to God, I'm talking to you. Two, if you're not sure, be sure. Three, bang. Who needs to know the Lord? Raise your hand. Anybody here? Anybody here? Anybody right with the Lord? Come on, be honest. Who is not right with the Lord? You need to be right with Jesus. Okay. One more time. I'm going to sweep across this place. Come on, it's you and God. I don't care if there's one person. Raise your hand. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Okay, come over here. Come here. Let's give them a hand. Come on. Good. I know we're done. Come on. Well, I'm going to pray with you, all right? You matter to God. You're very important. You're making a bold step. I know there are people in this place that probably should have raised their hand. They didn't. You didn't.